Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Saturday, February 19th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Live Purposefully. Our text is taken from the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 15 and 16 from the Amplified Version. Look carefully then how you walk. Live purposefully and worthily and accurately, not as the unwise and witless, but as wise, sensible, intelligent people, making the very most of the time, buying up each opportunity, because the days are evil. Pastor Chris says, recently, the devil desperately attempted to force the world into the environment of the Antichrist, resulting in so much deception and destruction of lives, livelihoods, and businesses. But thanks be unto God, the church rose to the occasion and truncated all of Satan's plans and stratagems. Hallelujah! But why did such things even happen at all? It was because many of God's people were learning the principles of the kingdom to consume upon their lusts, measuring their successes with earthly things. They began to live as though this world is all there is, not realizing that life on earth is short. Whether you're a politician, an entrepreneur, civil servant, whoever you are, and whatever activities you're involved in, the end of all things is at hand. Live purposefully. Refuse to allow anything to take your attention away from the Lord. Gain isn't godliness. Don't think that since you're acquiring possessions and recording success with earthly things, that means you're fulfilling God's will. No, don't use earthly things to measure God's approval. Also, never think you lost anything for following and serving the Lord with all your heart and with all you had, just because you don't seem to have much of this world's goods. The greatest thing in this earth is to serve the Lord with your life and fulfill His purpose for your life. Free yourself of all forms of entanglements and encumbrances and serve the Lord joyfully with a pure heart. Don't associate success with God with the world's symbols of success. Serve God with a perfect heart and be excited to praise Him, irrespective of the challenges you might be facing. Glory to God! Please take this confession with me. Irrespective of the difficulties in today's world and the challenges that may come my way, I remain excited about Jesus, about the Holy Spirit, about the Word of God, and about serving the Lord. By the guidance of the Spirit, I serve God joyfully and with a perfect heart. Prepared and alert as the coming of the Lord draws near. Amen. For further study, please read 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12, and 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, serve God with a perfect heart and be excited to praise Him, irrespective of the challenges you might be facing. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is BB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.